Hey, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios right here at SB Nation Radio. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, and the start of the college football season, you know what? It has finally arrived, and we're going to continue to break down all that you need to know for the big games on Saturday. Right now, let's pack our bags. We're going to head to Columbus, Ohio, and preview the Ohio State Buckeyes, get the skinny on the players to watch, and always our go-to guy is Bill Rabinowitz, the beat writer for the Buckeyes and the author. He does it all, the author of The Chase and Buckeyes Rebirth. He did so well with those books. Good evening. It's nice to have you back with us, Bill.
Nice to talk to you, Alyssa.
Well, we are excited about the noon matchup with Bowling Green on Saturday. Of course, this is another season of high expectations, despite what being the youngest team in America, losing 16 starters from last year's team. And the Buckeyes, though, they're always so talented. Tell us this. What will be the keys to success for this young team in 2016?
Well, I think it's, in a nutshell, how quickly they mesh, how quickly they develop. I don't think there's any question of whether the Ohio State will eventually be good. It's just how quickly. And with Oklahoma awaiting in Norman on week three, that's going to be the big challenge. Bowling Green is a very good MAC program, but they've lost some players. They have a new coaching staff. Ohio State should be able to wear them down. Tulsa's next week. Oklahoma's the big game in a couple weeks. So I think that they have to be much more balanced this year than they were last year when they relied on Ezekiel Elliott. They had a ton of talent, Michael Thomas, Braxton Miller, but the passing game never really clicked. Some of that was because you had two quarterbacks who neither one felt all that comfortable. But it just didn't happen. And so they need to be much more balanced offensively. And on defense, I think it's just they have the talent. It's just getting those guys to play together.
Ohio State football beat writer Bill Rabinowitz is back with us. Of course, he's with the Columbus Dispatch. He's joining us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. As I had just mentioned, massive turnover. The Buckeyes lost a number of players. You're talking about how quickly will these guys grow up. What is the key to getting these guys to accelerate that process and to get them to where they need to be?
Well, the good thing for a lot of these guys is that even though they haven't played much, they haven't been starters, is they have a lot of reps. In Ohio State, what they do is they practice their ones against the other side's twos. So these guys have been playing against starters in practice for the last year or two. So it's not like they're going to be intimidated. It's not like they're going to be overwhelmed by the talent they're going to see across the line. It's just a matter of, okay, when the lights are on, how will they respond? But I think they definitely have the talent. If you look at who they have, you say, okay, they have actually more depth than they've had. It's just a matter of will they pick the right starter? Will that starter be up to it when he's called on?
How challenging has training camp been for Urban Meyer?
It's been a challenge because you have so many new pieces. It's one thing if you're plugging in four starters on offense or defense. When you're plugging in eight, it's not just finding out, okay, who's the best player, it's what's the best fit. And that takes time. And so that's going to be trial and error to some degree. But I think he really likes these guys. These are all his players. He recruited them. He likes them. That's the one thing that comes through. He really likes coaching this team. And when you have an inexperienced team with a lot of questions, that's a huge thing.
Well, Urban Meyer has had, obviously, just an incredible coaching career. How would you view the challenge of, as we're talking about growing up these players in terms of with his coaching career? I mean, is this going to be maybe the biggest challenge of his time as a coach?
I wouldn't think so, because I think the expectations are lower. Ohio State is ranked 5th and 6th in the polls. They're not unanimous, number one. Last year, almost no matter what they did, it wasn't going to be good enough. They beat Hawaii 38-0, and everyone's complaining. And in truth, Ohio State did not play to their potential for most of last year. So I think the idea that they can go out and win a game and not have everybody pick them apart is refreshing. But the standard for Ohio State is high. They will never allow that to drop at all. That's mm-hmm. what the program's mentality is. So Urban Meyer constantly puts pressure on himself, on his coaches, and the players to play at their absolute best.
So as we talk about the Buckeyes, a number of new players, who are some of these young prospects that are going to step in, they're going to make an immediate difference?
I think on offense, the player to watch, there are probably two of them more than anyone else. One is Mike Weber, the running back. He's from Michigan. He's more Carlos Hyde than Ezekiel Elliott. He's kind of a bigger guy, downhill runner. He's going to step in and be that workhorse running back. And the other one is the wide receiver Noah Brown. He was injured right before the season started last year. He had a compound fracture in his leg and just a terrible injury. And as much talent as Ohio State had around him, with the offense, they really felt like they never really replaced Noah Brown as another guy who could complement Michael Thomas last year as a proven receiver. So he's back. They feel really good about him. And the wild card is Curtis Samuel, who's bounced from running back to the hybrid position to wide receiver. He's going to be kind of a jack of all trades. They really like how dynamic he is.
You know, we talk about some of these new players, but you guys also have a new defensive coordinator. Urban's known him for some time. Tell us about him.
Well, it's Greg Schiano, who obviously people in football understand. I mean, he was the coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, had success, which is not easy to do at Rutgers. He is the defensive coordinator, along with Luke Fickell. They both have that title. And Greg Schiano is known for having being very innovative with blitz packages, with that kind of stuff. And it'll be interesting to see what kind of impact he has. He replaces Chris Ash, who's ironically now the head coach at Rutgers. So to lose Chris Ash, who was instrumental in Ohio State's success, and replace him with somebody with Greg Schiano's resume is pretty impressive.
What is your view of this team defensively? How did they stack up against not only in the Big Ten Conference, but nationally? How good will they be? How solid?
They'll be very fast. I think it'll take some time. I mean, they don't have somebody as dominant as Joey Bosa,
okay,
who can make an offensive coordinator say, okay, how do we stop him? I don't think they have that kind of superstar player. Raekwon McMillan is probably the guy that people are pointing to as the leader. He's the middle linebacker, junior. The expectation is that this will be his last year at Ohio State. Tyquan Lewis is a defensive end. Played very well last year, but again, benefited from the extra attention that Joey Bosa got. In the secondary, Garyon Conley should be a star cornerback, and they really like Malik Hooker at safety. So those are some of the names to watch for. They feel good about the linebackers, along with McMillan, Dante Booker, and Chris Worley. But again, these guys are going to have growing pains. It's inevitable. It's unrealistic to think that they can just step in for guys like Conley and not miss a beat.
Urban Meyer is in his fifth season with the Ohio State Buckeyes. They kick off tomorrow against Bowling Green, as you had just said, Bill, then Tulsa, and on the road in Norman, Oklahoma with the Sooners. How do you see that matchup playing out?
That's a great matchup. It's great that they're playing. I think Ohio State would love to play them a little later in the year.
But if
you're going to be a national championship contender, that's the kind of game you want to play. And I don't think they have to win it. I don't think losing that game knocks them out of the playoff picture by any means, especially if they can run the table in the Big Ten. But if they can beat Oklahoma in Norman, that would be absolutely huge. That would give them a cushion so that if they did lose a game in the Big Ten, they would probably still get in for sure. Even if they play them very close, then that would be a confidence booster. Not that they'll ever say that. There's no such thing as a moral victory at Ohio State. But I think for most people, understanding how young they are, how inexperienced they are, that to go to Norman with that kind of team and you know, play toe-to-toe with them would be huge.
How would you rate the Buckeyes' schedule? Do you think it's one of the nation's toughest?
Yeah, it's, you know, I can't say I know every other team's schedule, but it is definitely much tougher than last year. And I think that kind of hurt them last year because they went 10 games without really being tested until they played Michigan State, and we know what happened. So this year, they've got to go to Wisconsin, to Penn State. Mm-hmm. They also play Nebraska. They play Northwestern. They've got to play at Michigan State. Of course, they have Michigan. These are tough games. They really don't have a game that you point to and go, well, there's no chance of any trouble here. Except maybe, you know, Rutgers or Maryland, but they're Big Ten teams, and who knows?
Okay, we're running out of time with Bill Rabinowitz, the Ohio State football beat writer with the Columbus Dispatch. Give me a quick hit on the Big Ten Conference. What's your perception of them?
Well, there's not the huge separation that you expected last year when you had Ohio State and then everybody else. So Michigan State lost a lot of players. They've now reached the stage where they're a program, and it's not a year-to-year thing with them under Mark D'Antonio. They're going to be good every year. Obviously, Michigan's getting a lot of attention because of Harbaugh. They will be much more talented, but they've got to replace their quarterback, and that's a big deal because Jake Rudolph played very well for them last year. In the West, Iowa's the favorite. I'm not quite sold on them. Iowa tends to do very well when not much is expected of them and falters when expectations are high. They'll have to prove that they can do that. Nebraska, Wisconsin, which Wisconsin has, you talk about a terrible schedule or horrible schedule. They play a monster schedule. The teams that they play Michigan State, Michigan, and Ohio State from the East. Start with LSU. So Wisconsin can be very good and not have a very good record.
The beat writer with the Ohio State Buckeyes, Bill Rabinowitz, has been with us tonight right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Check him out online. Of course, he's with the Columbus Dispatch. We always appreciate you coming on and your contributions. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Melissa.
Stick around. Much more coming your way. College football talk continues. That's right. We're headed to Austin. We're going to talk about the Texas Longhorns and the Notre Dame matchup on Sunday.